the daffodils. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continues, as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft when on my couch I lie in vacant or in pensive mood, there flash upon that inward eye which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils. William Wordsworth. The first line of the poem suggests karma yoga, the spiritual path of action. It is selfless action performed in a spirit of detachment. The word wandered signifies a sense of detachment. A wanderer moves about with no particular place or person to return to, and lonely confirms that he is not attached to anybody. He relates to the world with a true spirit of renunciation. While the comparison to a cloud reveals his dedication to service and sacrifice, a cloud symbolizes the extremity of service and sacrifice. The cloud gives rain, produce, prosperity. The extremity of service is not just giving all that one possesses, but giving oneself away. That is what a cloud does. In providing rain, a cloud gives all that it has and gives itself away. That is the caliber of service rendered by one who practices karma yoga. A person who does selfless service to the community rises from the influence of the pairs of opposites he encounters. He remains peaceful and happy, unaffected by fortune or misfortune, joy or sorrow, honor or dishonor, and the continuous fluctuations in the external world. This idea is well portrayed in the second line that floats on high over vales and hills. A feeling of ecstasy comes to him as a result of his selfless, dedicated service. The result is not sought after. The experience of jubilance, the flood of all-embracing love, takes him unawares at the sight of the golden daffodils. This is highlighted by placing a comma after the word host. The pause indicates that unexpected experience. The subsequent lines describe that exuberance, his intoxication of pure love for nature. He remains enraptured by the objects and beings of the world. That universal feeling of oneness specifies the path of devotion, bhakti. Karma, selfless action, and bhakti, devotion, purifies the mind. When the mind is pure, the intellect is poised to reflect and contemplate upon the higher truths of life. Hence he gazed and gazed. With that, the poet deftly introduces the third discipline of jnana yoga, the path of knowledge. The ultimate practice of meditation culminating in spiritual enlightenment is evidenced in the last stanza. In meditation, the mind is vacant of worldly thoughts while it is pensive in deep thought of reality. That practice opens up the inward eye, gives the insight of the Supreme Self within, referred to in the Shastra scripture as the opening of the Jnana Chakshu, the eye of wisdom. He becomes one with the all, dances with the daffodils. The individual merges with the all-pervading reality.